Hi, I'm Jessica Carter, and this is your Metabolic Reset, helping you reach your health goals with simple tips and strategies. Welcome back to Your Metabolic Reset. I'm Jessica Carter, and I'm here with naturopathic Dr. April Martinez, and she is going to share with us a unique philosophy on overwhelm. I think this is going to be very different than anything you guys have ever heard, and I'm so excited for her to share it. But April, first, will you kind of tell us how you came to this naturopathic doctor and being kind of a specialist in overwhelm?
Oh, and thank you, Jessica. I just want to say thank you for having me on here. I'm super excited to talk about this. I'm very passionate about this subject in particular. So it started off, I had a very traumatic childhood. So I was under chronic stress for as long as I can remember. I mean, even starting at the age of 16, when I had my first nervous breakdown and actually had to do a short stint in the psych ward, which is highly traumatic for a 16-year-old girl. And so I continued on. I had a baby at 17. I was married at 17. I had another baby at 20. And at 25, I went through a very horrific divorce. So I'm just going to say I was a stressed out mess. And I had been going to the doctors and given so many different diagnoses. And then when I hit my mid-30s, I literally crashed and burned. I got to the point where I now had 3 mental health diagnoses. I had 2 physical diagnoses, and all of them were labeled as incurable. I wound up to where I couldn't work. I couldn't cook dinner for my family. I literally sat on my couch, and I remember sitting there and thinking for like 2 hours, I need to get up and do the dishes. I need to get up and do the dishes. I was in therapy twice a week. At that point, I had been doing therapy for years and just kept getting worse. And then finally, I had to make a decision. I was suicidal. I didn't want to live this life anymore. And so it came down to I had to make a decision and I needed to make changes. But I live in a very tiny, isolated community and we had no resources other than the medical industry, which hadn't been helping me. And so I started just doing a lot of research, natural ways for this, natural ways for that. I eventually got started with essential oils and I started feeling better, but I was using them wrong, which I'll explain later when I go into my philosophy. So I got started with essential oils and then it turned into nutrition. And so I started cleaning up my diet and honestly, don't Google things because you're not going to find real answers to your questions through Google. You have to work with somebody who knows about the holistic world, right? So I get introduced to my naturopath. I am feeling a little better, right? Not great. I can function, but I can't function well. And within 2.5 weeks of working with my naturopath, I felt 50% better. So I don't know if any of you out here listening to this have ever felt 25% better, 50% better, but it's like night and day. Night and day. And about 5 weeks into working with him, I told him, I'm going to do what you do. Like, this is life changing. And so then I invested in school. I did my internship. I opened my own clinic and started helping people in my own community. So that's really how I got there. So I was beyond broken when I started this. And so part of the reason why I do what I do now is I never want anyone to hit that broken state. I want to stop it before they get to that point. And I think that's a lot of like our mental health things is people just keep going deeper and deeper into the hole. They feel like there's no way out.
I completely relate to so much of what you said. First of all, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. In the medical world, that's incurable, but I've put mine into remission naturally and I've helped others do that too. The second thing I really relate to is sometimes you don't know how bad you feel until you feel better. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I really was in a bad place. And now 25% better, 50% better. You're like, okay, this is totally worth the changes that I'm making. And the third thing is, you don't want people to lose hope. And when people lose hope, they stop trying new things. And so this podcast is all about bringing hope. There are solutions. If you're willing to fight for your health, there is a naturopath or someone in natural wellness who's going to fight with you. And they will match that energy of whatever you're willing to do. And they're going to keep fighting for your health as well. So thank you so much for sharing your story.
I did want to say this because you just brought up a really great point. So I live in a town of 8,000 people, and I am about 100 miles away from every town in every direction. So when I meet people, they're like, oh, my cousin lives in some big city, right? And they're like, but there's nobody there to help. And I just want all of your listeners to know there is somebody around you that can help you. You might have to look a little bit, but there is, if there is a naturopathic doctor in a town of 8,000 people, 100 miles from everywhere, there is help and there's support.
Yes. Thank you so much for saying that's amazing. So I'm super excited to hear your unique philosophy on overwhelm. And I'm just going to let you completely explain it before I, you know, do a poor job at it.
Okay, so number one, I speak in very simple terms. I'm not going to throw out the cortisol and the adrenaline and all the mechanical functions of your body, okay? It's not me. I want you to understand what I'm saying. So what I talk about is called the firefighter versus carpenter philosophy. This is basically the entire philosophy for root cause management. What we typically do is we don't feel good, and I'm going to put stress, right? Because that's what I work with. So somebody's going into Google and they're typing in how to relieve stress naturally. And you're going to get so many different websites, and you're going to go in and read, and they are going to have every page is going to have something different. But what I found is almost every one of those recommendations is a carpenter. So now I want you to just picture your body as a building on fire. Would you rather have a firefighter or would you rather have a carpenter? We want a firefighter. A carpenter can do so much rebuilding. It can build the wall over here, but then the fire is going to take it out. And so a lot of the times what we do is we get these recommendations and we take it, and it's a carpenter, and it will give you some relief. Like when I was using essential oils, I was using them as a carpenter. I was not using it to address the root cause. So the firefighter is the one that goes in and puts out the fire. So an easy way for somebody to kind of understand this is taking a high quality pre and probiotic can be a firefighter. Taking a vitamin B supplement is a carpenter. Does that make sense?
Yeah, completely. And anyone on this podcast knows that I am all about starting with a pre and probiotic, because we have to have something for anything else we do to live and survive and thrive within the body. And so that being a firefighter product completely makes the most sense to me. I love that you said that about a probiotic and a prebiotic.
And other firefighters you can use is sometimes, like for me, I had a longstanding virus. That was one of my diagnoses. So something that's like antiviral, something that's antibacterial, something that works with parasites and yeast in the gut. Things like heavy metals, like doing a heavy metal detox. Like, I don't know how much cilantro essential oil I've used in my lifetime.
Totally.
Yeah. But also things like active scar tissue, you need to address those things. And then what typically happens is once you put out the fire, you don't need the carpenters. Mm. If you're eating the right foods, and by right foods, I'm not talking about all the millions of diets out there.
Right.
I'm talking about food.
Just eat real food.
Yeah, real food. Food. If you're doing that, you should be already getting enough carpenters from your food to rebuild and repair.
Mm, that's so good.
It's such a simple philosophy. And we are now in this day and age where the medical community has made things so complicated.
Yeah.
But in reality, healing is simple. It's not easy.
Right.
Simple.
Right. I completely agree. So can you tell us a little bit about your overwhelm program that you've really designed over the past 9 to 10 years?
So I've had a brick and mortar clinic for 6 years. And one of the things I want to do is I want freedom, right? Like I want to be able, I love the mountains. Everyone knows I love the mountains. And I want to be able to work from the mountains. So I decided to move online. And one of the things that I looked at was who's coming to me? What type of, you know, what are the main things that are coming to me? And in all actuality, it was me coming to me. It was the people that have went through almost the same thing as I did. And what is that? That's a stressed out, busy and overwhelmed woman. And those were the people that came to me. And I was like, you know what? I obviously specialize in hot messes. So I created an online course called The Overwhelm Solution for Working Women. And one of the things that I love about working with working women, and especially like really stressed out ones, is I am the laziest person you will ever meet. I want to get what I need done, but I want it done in the most simple way possible. Busy working women, they don't have time. They don't want to do all the things. They don't want, especially like with food, because I work a lot with food. You know, food is 70 to 80% of our health issues, right? You probably learned that when you were going through your autoimmune. And so for me, I meet women and they're like, I don't have time to eat healthy. And I'm like, oh, you do working with me because I make it easy. I'm all about simple and simple life. And so it's a 12 module program where they can go in and do each module, which they're very simple. They're very short and sweet, right? Because you got 5 minutes as you're taking the kids to whatever game, or you have a 5 minute drive to work. And so I've kept this program very, very simple and very streamlined, but then they also have access to me. So we do weekly group coaching. They have access to the support community to ask questions. And so it's just perfect for any really busy and overwhelmed working woman, where we work on resetting your gut. Mm-hmm. Because here's what you've been told. It's your hormones. It's not. Your hormones is a symptom of your gut health. If the gut's working fine, your hormonal system is working fine. Mm. So we work on resetting the gut. We work on prioritizing, learning how to say no.
Mm.
Big one, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's important to you? Is it doing the 5 dishes in the sink, or is it taking some self-care time?
Mm-hmm.
We work on things like mindset. We work on things like self-care. And by self-care, I'm not even talking about eating right and exercising and drinking water. Yes, those are forms of self-care. But we talk about doing those things that really do nourish your soul.
Mm.
And so I'm super excited to have this program available because I've helped hundreds of women do this. And my goal is to help thousands.
Yes.
Because there's so many of us out there.
So many. Oh my gosh. So of course I'm going to include the link. So if you're listening, look at the show notes and I'm going to have a link. And then you're also putting a freebie in there for us.
Yes.
Can you tell us about the freebie that you're providing? And thank you so much for providing this to our listeners.
Oh yes, of course. So it's my From Overwhelmed to Serene Guide, 3 simple steps to help calm you down.
That sounds so good.
For most of my women, just being able to check off their to-do list, just being able to have time to go for a walk with their family, it's life-changing.
Mm, I love that. So I have to say this. This is so funny. So I currently work from home in the mountains. I know. And I'm getting the board certification as a naturopathic doctor currently. And so I'm like, am I going to go to brick and mortar? Or am I going to, you know, like I'm in this weird stage of kind of I already work and live where I want to. Am I really going to go out into the real world again? So I feel like we're like kind of switching places possibly, which I thought was kind of funny. Maybe we should both lament later about the pros and cons of both sides.
So I'm still going to work my brick and mortar no matter what, because okay. I am in a very isolated community and they need me. I'm very blessed that my youngest daughter has come into my office and is now interning with me.
Mm.
because we have mountain property about an hour away that we can only access about 4 months out of the year. And so I want to be able to grab my laptop, go up there, still be helping people, and my daughter working with my clients in my office.
I love that. That sounds like the perfect plan. I love that plan.
Because I love what I do in my office. I love it. I love the face-to-face. I just can't make the impact that I want to make.
Yes. And anyone in this health and wellness, I feel like we're all about reach, because once you feel better and you're like, okay, I used to feel like this and now I feel amazing, you can't hide that good news under a bushel. You're just like, the world needs to know you don't have to feel like this. Just because a doctor said this was not curable, there are things you can do to at least feel better and possibly not have any of the symptoms from it if you're really willing to do the things. And like April said, you can even keep the things very simple.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be complicated.
No. I mean, like, so one of the things that I love to do is tie pieces together for people. When I have a new client come in, when you come in to see me and work one-on-one with me, you fill out this checklist of like 200, I think it's 42 symptoms. And so they check off all their things and I sit down and I'm like, oh, your liver's not happy. I wonder why. And so then they go through and like, maybe they have, my favorite one's parasites, right? So if I can go a little bit off topic here, they come in and I'm finding parasites with them, right? Like I'm picking up that they have a parasite infestation in their body that their immune system is not keeping under control. And so right away I'm like, oh, so remember the crazy dreams you were having and the itchy nose and, you know, all the things, right? That's not because you have dermatitis and you have gastrointestinal, whatever, big word, right? You just have an issue with parasites.
That's awesome.
And all of a sudden they're like, I have been to all the specialists and all the doctors and it was just a parasite issue. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. So simple. I love that so much. So I feel like one tip you've kind of already given us was to find a quality pro and prebiotic. Is there any other tip that you feel like our listeners probably could just do right now in their home?
The number one thing that you need to do is learn to prioritize yourself. So however that looks for you, but you need to learn to prioritize yourself. And I always go to that old cliche that we cringe when we hear, you have to put your oxygen mask on first. And here's the thing that I've learned through this entire journey I've been through. When you take care of you, everybody around you benefits.
Yes.
Because you're more present. You're more focused. You're able to, especially if you're working, like you're able to get your stuff done. You're able to make decisions very quickly because you're taking care of you. And that's how everyone else benefits, is they get a better version of you.
This is such a hard concept for the moms that I work with because they think it's selfish to put themselves first. But it's actually selfless because then you are the better version of you for everyone. The better mom, the better grandma, the better spouse, the better coworker, everything else you actually become better at if you will put yourself first and take care of yourself.
Yeah. I have somebody who's struggling with that. Like I'm always telling them, this is the time you need to go to therapy, right? Work through that guilt. Work through those, whatever it is that caused you to feel like you had to be so selfless. I always tell people, like, I'm the most selfish person in the world. I always come first. But who benefits? My family, my friends, my clients. Everybody benefits when I'm selfish and take care of me.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of like YouTube and TikTok, probably listening to you. I'm sure you probably talk about this. There's so many people out there, free resources that can help you work on that mindset shift to learn to start putting yourself first. Now, I'm not talking about people spending 5 hours a day on themselves, although I'm an empty nester now. So yes, I have those days. Even an hour a day on yourself. And I'm not talking about like meal prepping, right? I'm talking about reading a book, watching a comedy on Netflix, taking something that just kind of brings you a lot of joy or brings you a lot of peace. You know, I run my Facebook group and it's called Discover Joy, because when you're joyful, because you're taking care of you, like the world changes. You don't have the negative mindsets anymore.
Mm,
So well, occasionally, but you can pull yourself out.
It's a practice.
Fairly quickly.
Yeah.
You know, like there's so much when you just take that time for you. Yeah. Eat right. If you want to feel good, eat right. If you want to feel good, drink some water, move around some. I'm not talking about going and doing, what is it? P90X and insanity and go for a walk, do some yoga, especially if you're a stressed out woman.
Totally. Walking and yoga. Like you can, you feel so much better and do so much for your body just with those two things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teaches you the deep breathing, teaches you to kind of go into a meditative state. It moves the body. Like I love yoga. If I wanted to give one tip, it's put yourself first. Learn to prioritize yourself. Not all day, every day. You can still take care of the husband. You can still take care of the kids. You can still be a good employee. Take care of you too, because you're important too.
Oh, so good.
And if you're dead, how does that benefit anybody?
I know.
Sorry.
No, I'm glad somebody said it because I feel like I haven't had the courage to say it, but I look at so many people out there and I'm like, if you don't start taking care of yourself, we're not going to have you anymore. And we need you still in this world. And it's not too late. It's not too late. I feel like maybe some people get to a point and they're like, I weigh this many pounds and I'm this age. It's too late, but it's not.
No. If I was in that deep of a hole, right? Which I mean, I was looking at making a choice between living and death. Like if I can get out of there, so can you. It takes small steps. Like don't do, what do we do every New Year's, right? I'm going to eat better. I'm going to exercise every day. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to do all these things all at once. And nobody ever is successful, right? I don't know anybody who's ever been successful. But if you're like, hey, tomorrow I'm going to do something for myself, something small, and I'm going to do this for a week. And then add in another small thing. And add in another small thing. And they will make huge strides.
Yes. We talk about in this podcast, just nudge that needle. Just keep nudging that needle. And those small things over time add up to health.
And I loved that perspective.
Keep it simple. Just keep it simple.
What is that? Keep it simple, stupid.
I know. I know. Keep it simple, sweetie. That's what we say in the
chat. That's much nicer.
Yeah. That's so funny. So you mentioned your Facebook, Discover Joy, and I'm going to put several links in the show notes so that people know how to find you. Thank you so much for being here.
And thank you, Jessica. I am so excited to be here. And I hope that I've given your listeners just maybe even just a simple reframe in their mind.
I think it's been amazing. I think they're going to enjoy it. I'm so grateful that you were with us today.